So sometimes we need to think about trying to understand and explain what God has done through Jesus and the cross of Christ. But on Easter Sunday, we are less trying to explain and more trying to sit beneath the cross of Christ, accepting the work of God in our lives, because the cross has changed all things for everybody. We're more content to stand before the empty tomb and just kind of joyfully wonder at the power of God, which has raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And actually, that same power promises to raise each and every one through Jesus too. So today, young and old, we recognize that God is for us, and things that were against us or against us don't stand a chance. God is for us. It's been shown in Jesus. Sin was against us, but now it isn't, because God is for us. Jesus overcame sin. Death was against us, but now it isn't, because God is for us. Jesus has overcome death. Evil was against us, but now it isn't, because God is for us. Jesus has knocked out evil. So whatever hold these things had on us, they don't hold us anymore. The cross is our substitute, but not just our substitute, it's our covering. It covers us. God has taken care of everything which might prevent us from fully receiving forgiveness, fully receiving his love and grace, fully receiving reconciliation with our Creator God through the death and through the resurrection of Jesus. It is because of Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus has become death for us, so that in his resurrection from the dead, we might attain, we might grab hold of life through him. It's all about Jesus. We don't necessarily need to explain how it works. We only need to bask, if you like, in the glory, the light of it today. So our Easter message is going to be fairly short. I want to say this. I don't know if you can see this. I want to say, do you know what that is? That's a hinge. I want to simply say that Jesus is the hinge which connects us to God. Jesus does that in three significant ways. So, you might be wondering what I've got here. Let's see if I can show it to you. You see, this world is God's world, given to humanity so that we can care for it and care for each other while enjoying the presence of God in our lives. That's God's intention. The problem is that brokenness, which the Bible calls sin, and death claims us all. It's just, and you know, just plain evil stuff. Let me put that down. Plain evil stuff just stops us from enjoying the presence of God in our lives. And that, I have to say to you today, is not God's plan. But because that stuff exists, sin and death and evil, it stops us from having access to God. And it's actually that access to God which allows us to care for the world and care for others. God has chosen to connect us to God's own self in a very special way as the solution to all of this. And that is through the Son of God, Jesus. Jesus is the hinge which connects us to God. I want you to imagine with me if you can. I don't know if you can see this here. I'll come a bit closer. Three screws. Can you see them? Give us a thumbs up if you can see them. Okay, three screws. These three screws are three things about Jesus which tie our life into the life of God. So screw number one, that is the life of Jesus. The way Jesus lived his life is really important to us. Sometimes at Easter sometimes as Christians we can concentrate on the birth of Jesus, we can concentrate on the death of Jesus, and we care very little about the life of Jesus. But the life of Jesus is important to us. Jesus didn't just teach petty moralism. He taught us what life is meant to be, what life lived with God is meant to look like. Let me ask you this question, and it's a question you might want to answer during the week. What does Jesus show us about how our lives are meant to be lived? Phrase it differently. What does he do and what does he say about how to live a life honoring God? So I'm going to do something. I don't know if this is going to work. Hopefully it's not going to mess up the signal, but I'm just going to screw the first part of this hinge into here, and hopefully this is going to work and not just be a terrible... So here we go. I don't know if this is going to work. I've got the drill down here. It's very exciting. And I've got some screws. And just give me a moment while I try and screw these first part of the hinge in. So, we have success. Woohoo! the second screw. Two screws. The death of Jesus. So Colossians 2 tells us this. God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all our sins. He cancelled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the death. I don't know how to illustrate how God forgives us and cancels our sin other than by showing you something that's been destroyed. In my hand, I have shredded paper. I was going to do this live, but I was a bit worried that the shredding might disrupt the signal. But this shredded paper can never be used for its original purpose. The information on it has been destroyed. It's been completely and utterly destroyed. And that's what God does with our record of sin. That's what Jesus does with the stuff that prevents us from being able to connect to God. Jesus' death means he deals with us in the same way he dealt with that criminal. I'm covered in paper now. He's like God saying to us, or Jesus is saying to us, my death is sufficient for you. Come and be in relationship with me. Come and have that promise of eternal life with me. Come and know the release and the forgiveness and the freedom of life lived through the promise of the cross. Come and know the restoration of your brokenness through Jesus. So that's screw number two. Bear with me as I see if I can attach the next lot of screws into this hinge. We have success. Right, here we go. Screw number three, the resurrection of Jesus. So Colossians 2 also tells us this. For you were buried with Christ when you were baptized. And with him, so Christ has been raised to life. With him, you were raised to new life because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ from the dead. So the resurrection of Jesus is not just his resurrection. Through Jesus, it's our resurrection too. God demonstrates huge love for us in the life and in the death and the resurrection of Jesus. That those who follow Jesus have unrestricted access to God, this God of love. They are forgiven of all the bad choices that have been made. They are given new life that can never perish nor fade. They are reconciled to God. They are restored to God. They are redeemed to God. They are saved by God. They are cleansed and made pure to stand before God through Jesus. I wonder if I can get these last lot of screws in and see if we can make this connection official. Here we go. Connected to God. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. 1 Peter chapter 1. Now, isn't that amazing? Shall I put that down now? I wonder if you can see it in the edge of the camera or not. I don't know, but there it is. We are connected. This day, we remember Jesus' resurrection from the dead, something that opens wide all humanity's access to God. We remember that it wasn't just a cruel death marking the end of hope and trust, but actually, in his resurrection, it's a new life making a new start for everybody. In Jesus, God invites us to hope a little bit more, to trust a little bit more, to follow a little bit further. And we are given a choice. Come and meet this Jesus. Come and meet this God. Come and meet the new life and the new hope. Come and meet something which does not fail. See now, we are connected to God because Jesus is the hinge. Hallelujah. Let me pray. Dear God, we thank you today for Easter. We thank you for resurrection hope. We thank you for the promise of being raised to life through Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have permanently, through the cross, dealt with the problems of sin and death and evil. And you urge us, through Jesus, to live in the reality of that hope. We thank you, Lord, that for those of us who are gathered through Zoom, we have this common denominator. We want to celebrate life. And we thank you in Jesus that we are able to celebrate life. As we finish and as we carry on with our gathering, Lord God, would you, by your Spirit, pour into us a fresh presence, a fresh reality of you in us, a fresh understanding of forgiveness, a fresh understanding of being restored, a fresh understanding of how you have dealt with our brokenness. We thank you, Lord God. We celebrate hallelujah for the cross, but we also celebrate hallelujah for the empty tomb. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.